And we're back.
We are back.
Real talk.
We are back.
Talk. We're going to talk real.
The boys are back. We're talking. Oh, I was thinking the one from Jackass.
Which one's that?
The one by Dropkick Murphys.
Shipping out to Boston?
No.
It's the only Dropkick Murphys song I know.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't even realize there was other songs by them.
There's albums worth of songs.
Get the fuck out of here. Yeah. I thought it was just 12 tracks of Shipping Up to Boston.
No. It's more like 45 tracks of Shipping Up to Boston, but they're so much fun to listen to.
Gotcha.
Yeah, no, that's a kick-ass band.
How's that song go? Do you remember? Maybe I do know.
It kicks off one of their albums. There's bagpipes.
Bagpipes from Baghdad. Eminem, sorry.
Right. There's a guitar that comes in low and then kicks in an acoustic. And it's like a chant. They're like, the boys are back, and they're looking for trouble.
I don't know.
Damn. You got to check it out.
Is it a banger?
It is.
You like it?
It is.
Banger, I don't even know her. But I'll check it out.
Yeah. Well, the boys are back.
We're back.
Looking for trouble.
Episode 6?
100?
Yeah, we'll
1,000?
See. Yeah, I think I have to put out episode 5 before this one, so... Yeah, it's a new episode.
It's a new day.
It's a new dawn.
It's a new dawn.
Matt and I just got back from a viewing of Heretic.
Yeah, very private, Heretic. Very private screening.
Yes, private.
Yeah, private meaning there were like 7 people in that theater. And,
yes.
And you, me, and your friend were 3 of them.
Yep.
But it was good.
You, me, and Dupree. Yeah, it was good.
Everyone was solid movie.
Solid movie.
That was fun.
Crowd was on their best behavior, you know?
Yeah.
No talking. No like... Damn, son, don't go in there.
Right. I mean, I can't lie, though. I wanted to.
You wanted to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're from Elizabeth.
So. That's right. It's just in my genes.
It rubs off on you.
Mm-hmm.
But, absolutely. You know, you behaved very well.
I did.
And then we took you to Red Robin after, didn't we?
I had 2 beers and water.
Because you're a good boy.
I'm a good boy. I earned it.
The best boy.
Thanks, man.
Thank you.
But, yeah, no, it was a lot of fun.
So
it was good.
Much fun.
Hugh Grant
killed it.
He did. He did.
Terrifying.
I can't say I've seen... I don't think I've seen anything with Hugh Grant.
Yeah, because right? Like, they're mostly rom-coms with Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But it was dope. He was good in it. I liked him.
Mm-hmm.
The 2 girls were in it. They were pretty rad. I hadn't seen them in anything. I'm not familiar with them. Mm. And obviously the breakout star of this movie. This kid's going places. Have you heard of him? Topher Grace?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
The OG Venom.
Yeah. Oh, God. That's a movie I can comfortably tell you I don't want to do an episode on it because I don't want to see it. The new Venom.
Spider-Man 3. Oh, the new Venom. You don't want to see it.
Not at all.
I had no interest. I like Tom Hardy, but I don't know.
Who does he owe money to?
Yeah.
He did 3 of those fucking movies.
He does seem above that type of movie.
Yeah, yeah, he definitely does. And then he has the nerve to like be like, I love doing this, and I love this cat. Buddy.
I love doing this. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, not my type of flick, dude. Honestly, these days, Marvel, I'm burnt out on the Marvel stuff, man. Yeah. I don't care. I want to go see a movie like Heretic, you know?
That's
right. Thinking man's movie, not this dumb... lowbrow superhero trash. Yeah, exactly. Who the fuck is Blue Beetle? I don't give a shit.
Yeah, some Mexican.
I think.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's racist to say because I think the character is Mexican, so I get a free pass.
Well, it's not racist to say Mexican. Maybe when you say some Mexican.
Right,
just some Mexican.
One of them. I don't know. Pick one. They're all here.
Right. It has a little bit of a connotation to it.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
But who cares? Heretic, man.
Heretic.
Yeah, solid performance. Yeah, Hugh Grant, he's got that disarming quality to him because he's all smiles. He's very polite.
Cheeky,
you know?
Brit.
Yeah, cheeky, you know? Brit.
Yeah,
demeanor.
Personable. Yeah, and it was one of those cool movies where, you know, he's the bad guy. He's the I guess the kidnapper, the torturer, the murderer, but he's just, it's all smiles till the end. I mean, even in the final scene, you know, he's all just like. He's not intimidating, but what he does is, and he doesn't lay a hand on these girls.
Right.
But, you know, he has a basement full of, like, I guess other Mormons.
Yeah.
But, yeah, menacing.
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 Yeah, I mean, it was a movie where, as it is developing, I had no idea where it was going. Yeah. I saw the trailer. I knew he's going to terrorize these two missionaries in some way. But
I didn't think it was going to be as thinky as it was, and I liked it.
Yeah, yeah. The whole movie is just asking questions to these two girls. Yeah. And it's at the same time, I'm asking myself these same questions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Makes everybody think, you mm-hmm. know.
Yeah.
Which is
real philosophical about religion and all this stuff and cool shit like that.
Very, yeah, it was a very, very refreshing film in general.
Yeah.
And can't say I've seen anything like it.
No. No, I mean, I definitely thought it was going to be like a cookie-cutter kidnapping torture movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, because I think I saw the trailer. Like, I didn't recognize it I didn't remember it when you first told me. But then when you described it, I was like, oh, shit, yeah, I'd seen a trailer about it.
Mm.
And it just, I thought it was going to be something like, what is it, Don't Speak, where the dude is blind?
Don't Breathe. Something like that.
I mean, that one had like a weird twist at the end, but overall it was like a cookie cutter, torture, you know, capture, torture within the house. And I thought this one was going to be that.
No, yeah, it was deeper than that. I knew it would have something to do with religion, obviously, because of the two Mormon missionaries. But right. It's called Heretic. That means somebody having an opinion that is contrary to the beliefs. Yeah, right. Contrary to their beliefs. So, yeah, I knew it would have themes like that.
Hmm.
Part of me thought, okay, is this going to be too preachy, or is it going to be too... what's the word? I don't know, maybe offensive, so to speak, to religion or whatnot. Not that I'm afraid of anything like that. I don't care.
Right.
I'm open to any ideas, but I was wondering if it was going to be something like that. And it kind of wasn't. It was just, it did ask a lot of questions, did point out certain inconsistencies with religion or even consistencies within different religions.
Right.
Which is interesting. That's one of the themes, like, what is the true religion when all of these are derivatives of other past events?
That one scene, the Monopoly scene, I loved it a lot.
Yeah.
Where he had the different versions of it, and then, you know, he just kind of laid everything out in his own little graph on the table with Judaism, Christianity, and Islam.
Mm-hmm.
And that was really cool, like all the similarities. And then that one scene where he has the pictures of all the different gods who share similarities with Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it I was familiar with, some of it I wasn't, so that was cool. Like I knew other religions shared a lot of things with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Like some other gods have had the son born of a virgin, dies 3 days later, resurrected, all that cool shit.
Right.
So that was cool. That was fun to see that, like, you know, dug into and explored a little bit.
Yeah, he posed a lot of challenging questions to them. But the one character, I forget her name, but the dark-haired one, she posed her own questions back, challenged him on some of his things that he left out, too. But the ultimate point of his whole, his motivations for, you know, psychologically terrorizing these girls was... you know, for control.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, that was. Oh yeah, I was wondering the whole time, where is this leading to? One true religion.
Yeah.
He says control. Yeah, I thought it was gonna go like some sort of like satanic route. You know, which I thought would have been lame. Honestly, it was like, is this gonna be
when the final girl was walking through the basement, opening the doors. I definitely thought like there's gonna be, you know, like. It was like a slow burn, creepy, you know, dimly lit, and they're showing all these different like. Trinkets and art of different religious related things, and I'm thinking the same thing, like, oh, this final door, this is gonna be Satan playing chess or something. I'm gonna hate this fucking ending.
Right.
And then it was way scarier.
Yeah.
I mean, like, not scary like ooh, but like scary like yikes, you know. It was just a room full of cages and Mormons.
Yeah, it posed a lot of questions, left me asking more questions.
Yeah.
Because he stabs her.
Right.
And then he's about to stab her. She stabs him, and then he stabs her. And then he's about to stab her again.
Yeah.
And then her friend resurrects,
right,
so to speak, and then kills
just
him
just in time to die again,
and then dies again.
I
don't know if that's supposed to be something that didn't actually happen. I'm not sure. I don't think that was right. the intent, though.
Right,
I think
right. That's what I thought at first.
Yeah.
At first, I figured, like, oh, is this real? Are they going to reveal that somebody else hit him? Because, but then, you know, then she just kind of lays right there again. I thought it was weird that she came back. Because he cut her throat. And then he just kind of dug around in her arm for a little bit. Like, I'm pretty sure there's no coming back from that. But, I mean, you know, I've never been stabbed and cut.
Yeah. And yeah, in reality,
yeah, there's no
there's probably zero chance that you come
from that.
Yeah, so I don't know if that was supposed to be. I don't know, because they present the idea of simulation theory.
Yeah.
He does, his character in the movie. I don't know if there's supposed to be that idea at the end that she is in a simulation. Because...
like a Matrix kind of simulation? Like
maybe. I don't know.
Like, she came back because she's not dead, because she's not real?
Yeah, maybe. Like, well, she stabs him in the neck and then she bolts and leaves. But she seems to be going back to the same area, right?
Right,
she
right. Like she's kind of in a loop.
A loop. That's when I got to thinking, oh, is this something bigger going on?
Right.
Like, from what I remember, she can't even get to the living room where they were.
No, yeah, she doesn't.
So what's going on, you know?
Because she ends up in the office and she blocks the door with the table, but that's not the office that they were in before.
Right.
That's the office that he went to while they were in the basement.
Right.
So, because the two doors on top of the either stairwell are locked. So, I mean, there had to have been a way to get back into that office, but I guess she just couldn't find it.
Yeah, maybe I wasn't paying enough attention, but something seemed to be wrong. Something seemed to have changed within the structure of the house.
Yeah.
Where it made me think, okay, is this...
because they don't show how he got into that office neither. Because as far as I know, when they were all in that one big library, it was the two doors to the basement...
yeah.
The one that they came in from, and that's it. There's no other doors.
Right?
And then...
right.
So how the fuck did he get into his own office?
Yeah, I don't know. But yeah, from what I remember...
we should just ask Keanu Reeves. He knows.
He has the answers. But, yeah. Yeah, I mean, this is just a take from my first viewing. I don't know if I don't know if I fully understand the ending, but I think maybe that's the point. But yeah, then there's the very end where she finally does get out and she sees the butterfly on her finger and then it's not there all of a sudden.
Right, right.
And then closing credits.
So that kind of pushes it even a little bit more. Like the one true religion isn't control because there is none. Because none of this is real.
Whoa.
Yeah, man. You know what that means? That means you're allowed to go rob stores right now. That doesn't mean anything.
Get out there.
Go into an Apple store, ransack it. It's not real.
It's a simulation. Yeah. It's all a video game.
That's it.
You'll be back.
We're just NPCs in Grand Theft Auto. So
exactly.
That's it.
Yeah. You die, you get arrested, you'll bounce back.
Right. Busted.
Wasted. But, yeah, very thought-provoking movie all the way through.
Yeah.
That took a lot of turns. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't,
throughout my life, I've definitely heard a lot of those questions, a lot of those theories that, like, Hugh Grant's character was presenting.
Mm.
And overall, his character reminded me of a much more tolerable version of the overly pretentious kid in high school.
You're right.
That's like, religion's bullshit and it's all fake, man. Like,
I was thinking the same thing.
Like, okay, I mean, I had my rebellious years with religion, but I was never that guy. And those guys always just annoyed me.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, they thought they had the world figured out at 15.
Right.
And they needed to tell everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And they needed to talk to them like they were idiots. Because it's like, you haven't figured it out by 15.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I hated it. I almost wanted to dive into religion just to spite those assholes.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, it's that thing. It's like, oh, you're so certain about what's happening. So.
Right.
So you're going to...
and he kind of felt like that character grown up because he was much more tolerable with the way that he said the same shit that those kids would say
right
in high school. It was cool.
Yeah.
It was cool. He put everything on them. Mm-hmm. You know, like he would just present the questions and he would make them kind of loop into the thinking that he was guiding them towards. I mean, right. I guess that just mirrors the whole overall theme of control from the movie.
Right.
Well, look at me understanding shit.
Look at that, dude.
Yeah, it's not just all Star Wars and fucking spandex, man. There's some thoughts in here.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
That whole sequence with the Mormon women and giving them scripts and...
A little creepy.
Very creepy.
A little creepy. Like the first one where she shows up and she just kind of curls into a ball and then like puts her arms behind her back.
Yeah. That shit was wild.
That's when I first thought, like, oh, this is going to take a weird demonic turn. Like, this bitch is going to start crawling on the walls or something.
Yeah, this is going to take a real supernatural.
Yeah.
But it didn't at all. Yeah, nothing that happened I would have expected. Yeah. Which is cool. It's very refreshing. I mean, it's the guys who wrote A Quiet Place.
Oh, cool.
Which I thought it was a pretty mid kind of creature movie. Like, yeah. It was good. Yeah. But nothing special. But this was something else. Yeah. Definitely probably one of the best movies I've seen this year.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun. I liked the music in it. Mm-hmm. I noticed there were multiple scenes where there wasn't talking going on. And then instead of like the traditional horror like score that's kind of in your face playing during those non-talking parts,
mm-hmm.
it was just really subtle. Mm-hmm. But there was always like a tune or something in the background going on.
Yeah.
I thought that was cool. Mm-hmm. That was cool. Handful of jump scares, like the little spider.
Oh, yeah.
What was another jump scare?
Not a bad one, yeah.
Yeah, you know, but like, gimmicky, but not too many. I think there was only like two or three.
No, it was all mostly tension building,
yeah.
The whole movie.
Yeah, which I like a lot more.
Yeah.
I definitely like that a lot more.
Yeah, just from start to finish, from the very first scene, you know, with the, you know, them finding out that there was no pie being baked. It was just the candle.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But then there was a pie.
There was a pie.
Throws you for a loop. A
little bit.
Many times. But, yeah, just, you know, just how normal and cordial it starts and how it just progressively gets more and more personal and philosophical, but in a sort of threatening way.
Yeah.
Was interesting.
Do you think he knew? I mean, he had to have known, right? Like, he had to have known that the lighter haired girl was gonna make it to the end because he deliberately put the key in her pocket for the bike lock.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that, like, from meeting them, he kind of figured like, oh, this dark haired girl, she's not aggressive, but she's gonna be the one to push back, so she's gonna be the one that I have to deal with.
Yeah.
Do you think he knew that, or that was just like, whoops?
Or if it was intentional for her. Yeah, I guess it makes sense that, because he straight up slits her throat. You know?
Right, right. And when she calls him out at the end and starts, like, putting all the pieces together, even she says, like, oh, you made the mistake and put the key in the wrong thing. And he doesn't say anything about it. Like, he doesn't mention, like, oh, I did that on purpose, or I knew it'd be you, or whatever. Mm. Anything like that.
Yeah, I would say he did do that on purpose. He
probably did, right?
Like, it was all planned out. Otherwise, I don't think he would have just straight up slashed her throat.
And then, yeah, he slit the fuck out of her throat.
Yeah, like,
dude.
No warning.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, you're talking? Not anymore.
Yeah. So it was all part of the plan.
Hold that thought real quick.
Yeah.
And then gone.
Well, yeah, I think at the end of the day, the lighter haired girl, she was the meeker one. She would be the easiest one to control,
right?
Within his religion of control,
right? Right, that's true.
The dark haired girl would probably be more pushback,
yeah,
from
a
her.
Bit.
So he's like, all right, I'll nip that in the bud right now,
right? Slit that in the throat right now.
I'll slit that in the throat right now. That's a good new saying,
right?
Maybe it'll catch on.
Slit that in the throat. It's a little aggressive,
it's a little aggressive,
yeah. Maybe you gotta watch where you use it,
yeah. Like, it's probably become within a certain demographic of people.
Right. Like, don't use it in a school.
No, don't use it again. If you're like a serial killer hanging out with your serial killer friends, maybe that'll catch on.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
Gotta slit that throat.
You guys get together, you're watching football. Gotta slit that throat, man.
Yeah, dude. But yeah. Cool movie. The very good cinematography.
Yeah.
Just some scenes where it just holds onto like a door frame.
Yeah.
And you're waiting for him to return. And they're in that awkward situation where they realize something's going wrong. The blueberry candle, the door locked and everything. And then they're just looking down this hallway at this through at this door frame. It's just super dark.
Oh,
and it holds
yeah.
on for so long.
Yeah.
And you hear something coming.
That's a scene where I was expecting a jump scare and then didn't get it.
Yeah.
And then they kind of reveal the statue and they do it slowly. And I realize that is so much scarier than a jump scare.
It is.
I would have rather a jump scare.
Yeah.
And then I wouldn't have been embarrassed to be 32 and been like, ah.
Right.
Because what I got, I'm just sitting there like, I'm not jumping, but I feel my chest exploding right now.
Yeah, they're edging you.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. So that was cool. Some of the camera work was pretty rad. I like the one scene where they're in the library and he's going off about something and the camera's... And I think they do it in the living room as well, like one or two times.
It's done a 360.
Yeah, where it'll just spin around and he's just going off on a monologue. And mm-hmm. it's like, oh shit, that's rad.
Yeah, just another great way to build up the tension.
Yeah.
He'll be asking a question.
Mm-hmm.
Like the camera will still be rotating around the room
before
it even lands on a character. Just kind of hearing the questions or the whatever challenges he's proposing to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, just really... Really ramped up the dread.
Yeah, absolutely. And it gives the actor a chance to cook as well.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when they film it like that, that's one take. You know, you watch a movie and it's constantly editing. Even during monologues, you figure that's bits and pieces of 7 or 8 takes.
Sure.
But, you know, with a shot like that, what you're hearing is what was filmed. They didn't have to cut it up.
Right.
So, you know, it just gives the actor a little bit of time to shine in that segment. It's pretty rad. Hugh Grant's rad.
Yeah, man. Wow. I don't know if he's ever done a role like that.
No.
A bad guy role. It's always been like rom-coms and even serious movies. He's kind of the comic relief.
Yeah.
But you watch him and it's like, of course he could play this role.
Yeah, I'm definitely not going to go back and watch any of his movies.
Yeah.
But, he, you know, he's cool.
Yeah.
It almost makes me forget that he was the dog shit Oompa Loompa. In the Timothy Chalamet Willy Wonka, which I heard he was like tough to work with for that.
Which one?
With the Oompa Loompa.
Tim Sham.
Yeah.
He was hard to work with.
No. Hugh Grant.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't mean to disparage the man's name. I've just been praising him for 20 minutes, and now I'm like, by the way, piece of shit.
Yeah.
But
total diva.
Right.
I expect that from a Brit.
That's true. Know? That's true. I'd be pissed too if I lost twice.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
I mean, when I say him, I don't mean him. I mean like them.
Yeah.
Like the exactly. Brits. The Brits.
Oh, in general, not just specific people.
Oh,
yeah.
My queen.
Yeah, exactly.
See you later, bitch.
Yeah. She died, right? She's gone?
Well, that's what they say.
Yeah.
But do demons ever really die?
I don't think so.
Yeah, you know. Did Satan die? No.
No, he's alive and well, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we got the spirit of God to fight back. It's all about balance, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
You got
That's true. We are only human.
Yes. Except for the queen. She's some sort of reptilian demon.
Right.
Yeah. Some people are just built different.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyways, America's number one. That's the point we're trying to say.
Yeah. Ultimately, at the end of the day.
America's number one. Christianity is number one. Don't let this movie fool you different. Christianity is the one true religion.
Right.
So.
Don't let them... make you believe the control.
Yeah. Control's the second truest religion.
I think it might be third.
Maybe.
Second, Scientology.
Scientology, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they got their own version of control, for sure.
Yikes. I mean, isn't that all religion if you think about it?
Yes.
Oh, we're getting deep.
We're getting real deep. But if you can capture Tom Cruise, I think you're the most powerful religion.
That's true.
Yeah.
Because that man likes running, and if you can catch him...
If you can catch up to Tom
Cruise... If you can catch up to a running Tom Cruise, you earned him.
He's fast.
That's it. He's a fast boy.
So fast.
So fucking fast.
Yeah.
He drives fast. He flies fast. Holy shit, yeah. Days of Thunder, Top Gun. That boy's moving.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. But yeah, what else to say about Heretic? I don't know. definitely one I will give a rewatch after time.
Yeah,
I'm still processing it.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's one of those movies where I hope it blows up because it's good and deserves it. And I also hope that it dodges this trend now of like, when something blows up, we have to do more.
Yeah.
I don't need a sequel to this.
Right.
Everyone's dead anyway.
Yeah.
Like, I don't need a sequel of a copycat of a, you know.
Yeah.
Leave it alone. It was cool. It was fun. Leave it.
It's very unique, man. Yeah. To me, it's in a league of its own. I don't. Yeah. I've never seen a movie like it. Not that I've seen all movies, you know, because I don't watch foreign movies.
Right.
Or, you know.
Yeah. I don't watch too many of those.
I don't have time for that, you know.
I will watch a Godzilla movie, though. That's a foreign movie I will watch.
And I'm talking a little bit of shit. I do like some foreign movies. Old Boy is a great one. You ever see Old Boy? It's a South Korean movie.
I don't think I've seen that one.
Mm. You gotta see it.
I've seen Parasite.
I didn't see that one.
That was a Korean movie.
Yeah.
That was a really good one.
Yeah. There's only so much Korean movies I can watch.
That's true.
Old Boy was my fill.
I've heard of it, though.
We're gonna watch it. We had to review on it.
Cool.
It's an infamous movie.
Okay.
It's got an infamous twist. Uh oh. Yeah.
All right.
It's very you're gonna need a shower after it.
Me?
For sure. A couple showers.
Really? Yeah. It makes you feel dirty?
It's a dirty movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ugh. Cool.
Yeah, you'll like it.
Sounds fun.
But Heretic, go see it. How many schmackles? I give it 4 out of 5 schmackles.
4? Yeah. I think 4 is good.
You agree with that one?
Yeah, 4 is good.
There you go.
Is there anything that could have made it better? What would you have done?
I don't know.
If you were sitting in that uncomfortable wooden seat with the piece of cloth, the one that movie people sit on.
I don't know, man. I mean, that movie did story structure in a way that I could never even have thought of. Yeah. Like, I don't even know why I wouldn't just give it a 5 out of 5. I don't know.
Hmm.
Maybe I just wasn't, like, blown away from it.
Right, I get what you mean.
But, like, do I need to be blown away from every movie I see? Like, I was definitely taken aback. It definitely was enthralling. I don't know.
I can't even think of... I might have taken a step, maybe not, like, a...
Right. Yeah. Took a little step back, yeah.
Is there a movie that's ever, like, literally blown you away?
Old Boy.
Gotcha, okay.
That's a 5 out of 5 for me, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine's Terminator 2.
Some things never change.
I fucking love that movie, man.
Yeah, it does blow you away. But yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I might even say 4.5. Yeah, I can't fault the movie. There's nothing I can think of that.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, that's true.
Oh, they should have done this. They should have zigged when they should have zagged.
Right.
Like, I have no idea, dude. Everything that happened in that movie, I was like, oh, this is what's happening? Oh, this is the point? I don't know, man. Maybe I give it 5 schmackles. I don't even know. Yeah.
Full 5?
Yeah. It's like, do I need, does a movie, a 5-star movie, do I need to be like, whoa, didn't see all that? I don't know, man.
Yeah. I get what you're saying. Like, a 5 out of 5 doesn't have to be the greatest thing ever made. It could just be a solid movie.
That is so many stars, dude. I said it before and I'll say it again. That's a lot of stars.
5?
To give something.
It's a lot.
I mean, yeah. Aside from Terminator 2, like, what the fuck? Would you give 5? That's so many.
I'd give 5 to Terminator. I'd give 6 to Terminator 2.
You'd go over.
Yeah, I'd go over. I'd borrow from movies that haven't earned their 5. Give me that shit. You haven't earned that yet. Here you go, Arnold.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I'd give 6 to that. I'd give 6 to Back to the Future 2.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't think in terms of star ratings.
Right.
I'm saying it because we're doing a podcast on movies.
Sure, sure.
It wouldn't be fun to have a rating system for these movies, but... Yeah, you know.
Like I don't sit there as I'm watching the movie going like, all right, you just earned, you know,
star
75% towards the next star.
Right, cool. Oop, now I'm taking away that star.
Right.
It's like, what?
The woman survived?
Yeah. Wait a minute. The aliens, they're allergic to water? 0.5 star.
Don't get me started on that.
No, I'm not.
That shit, it lost more than 0.5 star for that fucking plot twist.
Here we go. It's not that dumb, dude.
I don't even think it's dumb.
I don't even think it's dumb at all, yeah.
So, okay, if you were an alien, which I guess we are, we're all aliens to somebody, right?
Sure.
You go to a planet, right?
Uh-huh.
What are humans, like, deathly alert, like, what's toxic to humans? Arsenic, right?
Sure.
you go to a planet, you're hovering over the planet, you're like, I think I'm gonna land there.
Mm-hmm.
You're not gonna find out what the planet's made of, do a scan. Hey, what's going on here?
Yeah, but you're assuming that they have that ability. Like, you don't know how they got there. Maybe the aliens, they never explained. Maybe their ship crashed there. But even if they did deliberately go to Earth, yeah, maybe they just didn't know. They didn't land on water. So that's not, it didn't factor in. Like, you're assuming they have the same kind of intelligence as a human, or I don't know. Maybe they're just
you make a fair point, yeah. But if you have the technology to traverse planets,
yeah,
I'd think that there'd be enough wherewithal or common sense.
So if they master, yes, spacecraft and traveling through space, they should have had the wherewithal to know that water is toxic to them. That's your point. Okay, 79.8%.
That's a fair point, because maybe they didn't know, because it's so toxic to them, it's not in their world.
Right. Yeah, I assume it's not in their world, so they didn't.
Wow. Okay. I've never thought of that in the 20 years that I've hated science.
Wow. I just blew your fucking mind, didn't I?
I think you might have turned me slightly.
Well, think about it. From what I remember of science, they don't really go too much into their origin or even how they got there. Right. I don't even think we know that they had spacecraft. Like, maybe they're interdimensional demons that just came through another dimension. I don't
know. Like, they just open a zipper.
Yeah.
And just walk through the portal.
Yeah, it's, I don't
pretty know. Rad.
Well, you never see a ship.
Right.
You
right.
know? There's no.
You just see the one in Brazil.
The one in Brazil?
Yeah, when Joaquin's watching the news footage. I think that's Brazil. Of, like, the birthday party and the kids.
Yeah, and the one walking.
The one through. Walking in the background.
Yeah, just casually just walking.
In broad daylight.
Yeah.
Not even an overcoat and a top hat. He's just literally gray alien.
Yeah. You don't see him come out of a spaceship ever.
Right. Like, comes out from behind bushes.
I always just think of Scary Movie 3. Yeah. There's one right now. He's just walking by, like, dogs humping.
Yeah.
And there he is again. It's a horse shitting, just with the aliens in the background. And it's, like, very, very disturbing.
Right, right.
I love it. Dude, they're bringing back Scary Movie.
Yeah.
The Wayans brothers.
Yeah, the Wayans brothers are doing another one.
That's so exciting.
I'm pretty stoked for it.
Yeah, me too.
I wonder what avenue they're going to take, whether they're going to parody modern horror movies, or I think it would be funny if they parody reboots with their reboot. So it's like a very meta parody.
Sure. What's been rebooted recently? Like Halloween.
Halloween, I mean,
so many. The Omen, Friday the 13th.
Sure.
That's, I don't know.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
I think they should go down the modern horror. Like, they should tackle Hereditary, all these A24 movies.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, go for it. Fuck yeah. It. You know, I don't know how they'd pull it off, but I'm sure they would.
Yeah, I mean, if there's anybody that's going to find the way, it's going to be those two.
Or, I like the Zucker brothers. Zuckerman? Zuckerman? There's Zucker and there's Zuckerman. I can't remember. But they made Scary Movie 3 and 4.
Mm.
And also the Naked Gun and Airplane movies.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Did you ever watch 3 and 4? Or?
Yeah.
I think I've only
seen up to 4. Because I think they made 6 or 7.
I'd be curious to see. Yeah, honestly, them or the Wayans brothers, I trust.
Yeah.
Totally. But yeah, it'd be interesting to see what they do. I know the Wayans brothers, they did a haunted house.
They
wasn't great. Duds. They had a couple duds, but you know, Scary Movie 1 and 2 are classics, so
yeah,
I'm sure they'll
I mean, the one good thing that came out of or maybe I'm thinking of a different movie, but I'm pretty sure it was a Wayans Brothers movie, and it was I don't give a fuck, Keisha. that one little snippet
from
Rent Free.
That's a Don't Be a Menace, I think.
No.
It's not?
No. It's a modern movie.
Oh.
Well, I mean, I say modern, but it's like probably 10, 15 years old.
That's modern to me.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I think it's a Wayans Brothers movie. It kind of parodies horror. Damn. But I don't know if it's a haunted house or whatever the name of that movie, because I didn't see it.
I don't even
know
if I saw it, yeah.
But I just know that one clip, and it's rent-free in my head.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck, Keisha. And then shit starts falling from the, like, I think like the furniture is like levitating or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's funny. It's a funny clip.
Yeah, they're parodying Paranormal Activity.
I think.
Which I like those movies.
I've only seen the first one. And it was cool. Like, I watched it. I watched it after it came out because of all the crazy hype when that first movie came out. And I was like, all right, cool. I'll check it out. I thought it was okay.
Yeah.
I thought people made a lot of noise about it.
Yeah. And yeah, it was like the next Blair Witch Project.
Right, right. And I was like, I mean, it was entertaining. But like, you know, the sheets moved and the door closed. And I mean, yeah, it gets crazy at the end or whatever. But I didn't bother.
No, it's nothing like fucking mind-blowing. But
I didn't bother with the 12 sequels.
Yeah, for the budget, yeah, it made so much fucking money, dude.
Yeah.
That's what that movie's infamous for. Just like a shoestring budget, and it made fucking like $100 million. I don't know.
Damn.
Like a lot. And they made it for like $20,000 or some shit.
Jesus Christ.
So, yeah, it's one of those.
I mean, yeah, it makes sense. You know?
You gotta respect that.
You just hire, what, two people?
Yeah.
And they had 4 or 5 cameras total, all still shots.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, yeah. Not a lot of equipment you really need for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're fun popcorn movies, you know, but they're effective just by nature.
Sure.
Just like a static camera and you're just waiting for the ghost, things moving around and, you know.
Bitches getting dragged outside their beds.
Yeah. Yeah, there's like creepy moments. But yeah, I would recommend one to three. Three gets a little deeper into the lore. I think that might be the best one.
I do know that they kind of intertwine, and I thought that was really interesting. Like, I think one happens within two or something like that, or two happens within one. Like, I thought that was kind of cool because, like, you know, when you watch them in order, you start seeing, at least with those first group of movies, you start seeing some of these characters. I think, like, the girls are sisters or they're related to this other family.
Right.
And you see them show up, and then there's, like, a gap in one of the movies, and that's when one other one happens. Like the whole movie happens in that gap.
Yep.
Or something like that. It's a pretty rad concept.
Yeah. I like when they tie in.
Yeah.
In later movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think we've bled Heretic pretty dry.
Yeah. I think Heretic. Yeah. That's it on Heretic. Yeah. We could fucking. We can call her. We keep going. We're at like 38 minutes.
That's not too bad. You want to call her for that one?
Yeah. Call it. I'm not good at closing us out.
Yeah,
I get shy, you know? I get shy. I just don't want to say goodbye. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
I have a tough time saying goodbye.
You know what I noticed? I don't want to say anxiety because I don't get nervous. I mean, I guess that's... I'm assuming what anxiety is. I have a weird time ending phone calls.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. I'm the weirdest to end a phone call.
Huh.
I don't know how to end them, and then everything just sounds like a business call. Like, you know, all right, well, you know, okay, we'll circle back and touch back, and I'll get those reports and check those emails and have a good one, brother. I hate ending phone calls.
My sister is similar in the way that... Well, my sister, she doesn't like saying goodbye. Like that word.
Right.
Is that a word or is that two words? It's goodbye, go together.
It's
a good question.
I don't know.
That phrase, goodbye. She doesn't like saying goodbye her whole life. So, like, you'll say goodbye and she'll say, like, see ya. You know?
Does she not like saying bye?
Yeah, bye, goodbye. Yeah, bye, goodbye.
Really?
Something about it's too, like, I think she said it's
too
final.
Definitive?
Yeah, too definitive.
That's goodbye. Interesting.
Because it's like, we'll see each other again. Don't say. I don't know. It's always been a weird bugaboo of hers.
What's her secret? Like, did she say bye to somebody at 3 years old and they got hit by a bus?
I don't know.
And she saw it and was like, I'm never saying that shit again.
Yeah,
I can't just go around killing people. And she tried it once in college, and it happened to, like she tested it. She was at a college party. She said bye to like some dude on the football team. Falls off a roof, hits his head on a keg. And she's like, "Motherfucker, I cannot keep telling people bye. I'm killing everyone."
This is kind of a pretty cool premise for a movie.
Oh shit!
Yeah. You know what we'll call it?
Bye. The Bye Bye Man.
Which is already a movie.
Oh.
The Bye Bye Man. That's a good movie. I like it. It's got like a 3.9 on IMDb. Okay. Most people agree it's shit. Like total trash.
Wait, 3.9 out of 10?
Yeah, I should have said
that. That makes more sense.
Not 5, yeah.
Yeah, because like, I'm thinking out of 5. That's not bad. I mean, no. We just gave Heretic 0.1 points more.
Right. No, it's definitely not on the level of Heretic. But I watched it and I thought, this is pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's not bad. You know, it's like a B horror movie. For what it is, I thought it was pretty solid.
Mm.
But everyone's like, this is a trash fucking movie. It should have never seen the light of day and just awful all around. And I'm like,
haters are so weird.
Yeah, sometimes people just overhate. It's
it's weird.
They're like, they take it really personal.
Yeah.
Like, this movie wasted an hour and a half of my life, which is like, okay, you know, fair enough, but that's kind of on you, buddy.
Sure.
You chose to sit down and watch a movie.
Sure.
When you do that, it's a big roll of the dice.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of dog shit out there.
Sometimes you get Terminator 2. Sometimes you get Signs.
Dude, bite your tongue, Matthew.
I'll tell...
You bite your tongue.
I'll tell M. Night to his face. I don't know how tall he is, so I don't know if I'm going to have to be like that or like that, but I'll be like, listen, Mr. Knight.
Well...
Fuck you.
Yeah. Either way, I don't think he's much of a fighter. So I think he could take M. Night Shyamalan.
Yeah.
I'm going to defend his movies
to
the death, you know?
Sure.
But I think you could take M. Night Shyamalan. I think he'd beat the fuck out of him.
Thanks, man. Me too. I think he'd laugh at me, though.
Yeah.
Because I'm sure he's heard it before. I'm sure he's heard it for 20 fucking years.
Yeah. And I'm
hey, that sucked.
Yeah. Whatever. I'm a multimillionaire.
Yeah, that's true.
And God, I just put my daughter in my movies and spend like 20 minutes of you watching her sing some fucking Taylor Swift ripoff or whatever. I don't know.
Bullshit.
Yeah.
He would definitely look at me and be like, yeah, man, thanks for the feedback. And I really appreciate how much you liked some of my other movies.
Yeah.
And then he's just going to slowly pull up his phone playing the Trapped episode. Like, motherfucker. God damn it. He knows.
Dude, I hope we get big enough that, he sees.
I hope we get big enough that Arnold sees. Fuck Arnold. That. I want Jimmy Cameron to be like, hey, man, I heard you like my movies. I like one of them.
Yeah, come on.
I mean, you've made some cool shit, but like, I'm singing the praises of one of them.
Right. Avatar.
I mean, I love Dances with Wolves. Avatar.
That's James Cameron.
No. But I'm saying it's the same concept. It's the same plot.
As Avatar?
Yeah.
Dances with Wolves?
Yeah. It's just.
Oh, the aliens or the Indians?
Yeah.
Oh, holy shit.
The white man betrays his people to fight with the oppressed and then lives amongst them. It's Dances with Wolves. It's Pocahontas. It's Dances with Wolves.
That makes so much. I'm going to be honest with you. I did not really watch Avatar.
It's a good movie.
My science teacher put it on for the class and I tuned out.
I mean, it's a visually incredible movie.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
For its time. I haven't seen the second one though.
Yeah.
I'm waiting for Kevin Costner to make Dances with Wolves 2. I'll watch that, and then I'll watch Avatar 2. Yeah.
That's fair. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a big... It's not really fantasy, I suppose. I guess it's more sci-fi, that movie.
Yeah.
But it's kind of fantasy, sci-fi.
Yeah.
But yeah, with the metaphors, and it's like, oh, this is supposed to be a metaphor for oppressed... human beings,
right?
But we've made them not human beings.
Yeah,
you know, it's just kind of,
well, if they made them black, people wouldn't go see it. So they made them blue,
right?
Because every time they try to make Hollywood tries to make like a black people are oppressed movie. Maybe we should cut this because I don't even know where I'm going with it.
No, keep going. I think you're on a roll.
I don't know.
Yeah, for me, at a certain point, it's just, I don't care about a CGI monster. I don't know.
Hmm.
If you do it well, I guess. Which I heard in the first Godzilla, of the first remake, I should say. They don't show it too much.
Yeah. I had a friend who didn't like that about the movie. Mm. And I guess I can understand the complaint. But it's kind of half the fun.
Mm.
Because, like, I don't know if the original one from 70 years ago was meant to be, like, a horror movie. But with these newer ones, it kind of almost gives that feel like they might show like his leg or something, or like you catch a glimpse of him and you're like, holy fuck. And
then it's like,
And then they finally do show him, and it's just such a cool scene.
Right. It's and like then, Jaws.
Yeah.
Have you seen Jaws? The OG? No. All right, we got to see Jaws, dude.
Right.
You got to see it.
Or even the original Alien.
Or Alien, yeah.
The Alien's in that movie for like 4 minutes.
Right.
It's like it's barely in that movie.
Right.
And it's fucking horrifying.
Mm-hmm.
I have seen Alien.
I know you've seen Alien. No, I don't mean to be on your case like some pretentious fucking film nerd. But you got to see Jaws.
Right.
It holds up. It really does.
Yeah?
Man. Oh, yeah.
Am I going to be scared? I'd like to be scared.
Kind of. Like, it's disturbing. Yeah. Like, some of the shark attacks are really fucking bloody and gruesome.
It's pretty rad.
And, like we were talking about, you don't see the shark too much, you know, until the end. And when you do, it's fucking brutal. For sure, you could tell it's a mechanical shark.
Sure.
But...
Well, I've never seen a shark up close, so I'm not going to tell the difference.
But it looks good, and it's tangible, you know what I mean? It's not like a CGI... At a certain point, I was just like, this isn't real.
Yeah.
You can have fun with it. And I recognize there's levels to CGI.
Levels to this shit.
There's levels to this shit. Because, no, I haven't seen these movies, or this movie in years, the Peter Jackson King Kong, but that CGI, from my memory, was on point.
Yeah.
And there's all sorts of creatures in that movie. And sure. It's fucking, the way it interacts with the real life characters.
Yeah. Well, that's the interesting thing about CGI. I've been seeing a lot of like shit online of people posting old clips of early movies that went really heavy on CGI and how good it looked.
Yeah.
And I think that's because the pool of people who knew how to do it was smaller because it was such a new technology.
Mm.
Like I'm seeing a lot of people post clips from the Pirates of the Caribbean movie with Davy Jones. Like, you know, he had like the octopus face and just so many different moving parts and how real everything looked. And it's like, yeah, because there was less people doing it. Now everything is CGI. So many people know how to do it. Cavemen know how to do it. So it's going to look like shit. And a lot of it does, you know, like as much of a Marvel fan I am, those movies look like shit now.
Yeah.
Everything after Endgame has just been downhill.
Yeah.
Because Thanos looked great. Like in Infinity War and Endgame, that CGI is on point.
Mm-hmm.
And now you watch some of the newer stuff and just everything just looks like shit.
Yeah.
You can just tell that they're standing in front of a green screen. It doesn't even look cool.
Yeah.
It almost, ironically enough, these movies are based off of comic books and then you watch them and they look like a comic book.
Yeah.
Like you just have like character A and character B and then the camera is just, boop, boop, boop. And like, they're just standing there talking to each other. And it just looks like you're looking at comic book panels. It looks like shit. It's not fun.
Well, what I've noticed is, they look, it's not even the big action spectacles that look fake. And some of them, they do a lot of the time. It's just those simple, even those simple shots like you were talking about, just two characters talking. Something about it. Yeah. It's green screen or whatever. It doesn't feel organic. Everything feels, you know, fake.
Yeah.
And I get it, it's a fantasy movie, but I don't know, something about the way they look, the polish to it. It just feels very sanitized. Everything just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got to make more movies like Heretic.
Yeah, I really am a sucker for a well shot film with really good cinematography and with a lot of thought into, you know, the atmosphere of everything and
how it's going to be presented, what it's going to look like.
Right.
You know, you're asking people to watch your thing and then you're not even giving them a pretty thing to look at.
Yeah.
You're just giving them a shiny piece of shit.
You could polish a turd, but it's still a piece of shit.
Well, that's a perfect note to end on.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for hanging and listening to us talk shit.
Yeah.
About things we don't know about.
Yeah, I'm glad you're doing it. Someone has to.
Yeah, someone has to. That's true. Yeah. Might as well be you.
Yeah. Someone has to listen to our opinions. There's got to be somebody, damn it. Somebody listen to me.
Yeah. You know, I'm tired of screaming into the void.
Yeah.
And just talking shit on Twitter.
Right.
Now I'm talking shit on YouTube, so.
Yeah.
And all other podcast platforms.
Yes. Don't forget. We got to get on Rumble, too. Yeah. And Rumble, we're coming for you, okay? So we could say the things we want to say about... Say it with me, Matt. Haitians.
Haitians. There we go.
I almost said Jews.
Oh, fuck. We're going to have to cut this, too.
They're eating the dogs. They're eating the cats. And they're eating the hummus. They eat too much hummus.
Right.
And scene.